The Ghana Teachers Union GTU has collected billions of dollars from teachers for decades but has failed to have its accounts audited. Vice President Dr. Barry Jackdew claims that the union has not been audited for close to 30 years, with the last being in 1989.
Now, they have an obligation under the Trade Union Act to submit to the registrar every year financial statements, not even audited accounts, financial statements. The last time they submitted financial statement was 2004. So they can be struck off from the register of trade unions now, because that's one of your obligations, is to submit this to be considered an active trade union.
The vice president says $2.7 billion monthly is deducted for teachers' salary, which is equivalent to $680 million weekly. Considering the strike action that started on Monday and the commitment by the union to provide strike relief to teachers, assuming that 50% are on strike, this would be over $300 million for 1 week.
So I hope that at the end of this week, or when we deduct, that they will pay the $300 and something million to the teachers per week. That Coretta, because she speaks about our corporate sponsors.
Asked whether the government is ruling out collective agreement at this time, he says no. But given the state of affairs of the GTU, he claims it is not a credible body.
This seems to be a corrupt body and a political unit. Would you sit down with somebody who since 1989 has not submitted, you collect money for them, they get billions of dollars and from the teachers, the people they represent, and who wouldn't account for it for 30 years? It's something else now should be done. When people argue for collective bargaining, they must also be accountable.